bells. I was going to set off a little popper and scare you and then maybe set fire to the studio because it's Friday!
That would not scare me. I love fire.
Oh, do you? Oh, that's right, huh?
I'm a pyromaniac.
Right. Would you bring in your flamethrower
and
today?
I love fireworks.
Yeah.
So it all would have been good.
All would have been, oh, well.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we? Because it is a Friday show.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that means from 5 to 7, we're going to do our All Request Fest. So you can call it with whatever song will get your weekend kicked off right.
Damn straight.
We have LA Kings playoff tickets for Sunday night.
Yeah, man. That's awesome.
Win those today. We have People Are Dumb coming up at 3:50. And a sperm donor from Los Angeles is making a lot of news because he donates in person.
I wish people would not keep talking about what I'm up to on my off hours.
I don't think it's
No one knows yet?
I don't think so.
Woohoo!
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
I have a little present for you, Kevin. I saw that video for the first time in like a bazillion years on Loop TV on the Peacock Network or whatever. That's really clever.
That is clever indeed.
I forgot how good a video that was. Man, that put Weezer on the map.
It is 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Coming up today, we have LA Kings playoff tickets for game four on Sunday night. And we have People Are Dumb coming up at in about a half hour.
You know, we should stop mocking folk, don't you think?
No. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I got your word to text in here in about 2 minutes, so keep listening for that. Your chance to win $2,000.
I'm not looking for it right now, by the way.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
The text word, that's
doesn't
for
sound
sure.
like it at all.
I'm on top of that sort of stuff.
There is a sperm donor from Los Angeles who reveals that he will soon be a father to 55 children.
Woo! What's the limit?
I don't know that there is a limit.
Yeah?
Because he's not going through a sperm bank. I'll explain.
Oh, all right.
Well, he is at times, but at times he's not.
Right.
He just did a, quote, donation tour of Europe, where he impregnated three British women.
Huh.
So he literally will go on a tour.
Right.
To donate. He has revealed that he will be a father to 55 children after traveling across the UK and Europe to impregnate women.
His tour is not sponsored by any condoms.
No. His name is Kyle Gordy. He's 30 years old. He's from here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already made 6 donations to women in the UK and Europe.
Wow, that's nice.
In 2014, he made his first successful sperm donation.
The other ones go wrong?
I think it means like they get pregnant.
I gotcha.
Yeah. To a mutual female friend who wanted to have a baby with her girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, wait a minute, this is kind of fun.
He said, I'm here.
I'm in.
Kyle relies on a strict diet of healthy and organic foods to keep his sperm healthy. Mm-hmm. By the way, he does not look... the women are not looking at his picture and going, yes. That's not what he's...
So wait, there's a future for you and I.
He always dreamt of having children, but never felt compelled to get into a relationship. Is turned off by high divorce rates and monogamy. He said, the women said, we love that his entire family were well-educated. According to Kyle, his family consists mainly of lawyers, engineers, scientists, and programmers.
And the occasional murderer.
I'm guessing that that's not
that's good.
True.
I see.
But, of course, that's what he's going to say. Then they go on. We also like that he was open to contact with the child after birth.
No, really? No, that's that. There, now you're getting into no wonder it's not going through the bank.
We want our child to have the option of being able to know their biological father.
Huh, but they don't want to get down. They just want to make it so, number one.
Catherine added that they preferred to use Kyle's donation over a sperm bank due to the, quote, freshness of the specimen.
Stamped fresh.
And the more personal nature of the agreement.
Sure, okay.
She said fresh sperm is more effective at achieving pregnancy than frozen sperm.
I've always found that when I try to get pregnant.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically what he does is he says 10% of them are, quote, personal donations.
Yeah.
So he's having sex with the women.
Right.
For free.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even charging.
They're not paying him anything.
No.
Wow, that's very unusual.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's getting paid by having sex.
Sure. That's the best payment of them all.
But then he tells them about his life. And he wants to be involved.
And they keep going, huh?
With the kids?
Yeah.
That's what a lot of them like about him.
Mm.
So, listen, I don't know. It sounds...
Hi, random dude here. I'm really nice. I don't have any murderers in my family. Want to do it?
Right.
I'll hang out afterwards for sure.
I have a sperm donation, but it has to come right from the spigot.
direct from my body to your plate.
So, and look.
To quote Kids in the Hall. What?
Is that Gene Simmons?
On what? The line? Gene? Nice. Hey.
I've been in a better mood before because I've been listening to you talk about this horrible, reprehensible man.
Kyle Gordy?
Worse than ISIS.
What?
Worse than... What? It goes. Let me tell you something. It goes Hitler.
Okay, hold on.
Hitler, Pol Pot.
Hold on, Gene.
Stalin, and this absolute piece of shit.
All right, okay. Gene, we have to give out a word so people can win some money, and then we have to play some quick commercials.
Some very exciting commercials.
Would you mind?
You have to give me money. What is the word? You know what the word should be? The word should be... Gene Simmons.
Right. It's not
that. Two words.
Right. Yeah, it's two words.
That's confusing.
Listen, call us back in 10 minutes, okay?
All right.
That's sperm.
I don't want to be a part of that chant.
Is that how he did it, this guy? Just go out on the streets and start yelling?
I believe so. He does have an Instagram. Popcorn. An Instagram where it says
peanuts.
Sperm donut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sperm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what it says.
He had a Dodger Stadium. That'd
Did
be
Gene
better.
Call back?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to recap for people who weren't listening. There's an American serial sperm donor who says he will soon be father to 55 children.
Woo!
His name is Kyle Gordy, 30. He's from L.A. And he's already made 6 donations to women in the U.K. and Europe. He tries to make them in person.
Mm-hmm. That seems suspicious.
He also offers to have a relationship with them in case they want a dad in whatever situation they're in.
And that was what Gene was very upset about, specifically that he wants to follow through with a relationship, right?
Gene, are you there?
What do you want?
Thank
you. No, I'm not in a good mood.
Thank you for calling back.
I'm upset about this man. Yeah, of course. Anything for you, too, but I'm very upset.
Okay. How come?
Let me tell you something. This man... provided everything he does is backwards. Let me start. Okay. I will reverse engineer it like I do with a fine dish I make, you know, in the culinary arts.
Sure. Which you're known for.
When you, of course. By the way, if you'd like the Kiss cookbook, you can go to kissarmy.com. It's only $79.99.
Wow, that's a fair bargain.
That's right, sluggo. You're a handsome, powerful man. Listen.
Yes.
Women are designed to be used for your pleasure.
But, I mean, I don't think that's true at all.
This man is getting zero pleasure and then wants to add to it a relationship with these women that he's provided his blessed to. Gene Simmons sees the use of a woman completely differently. See, you should have the coitus, the intercourse, so that you get pleasure.
Right.
Then... you should have nothing to do with them, and you should want to have no relationship with them. You know why Kiss started wearing makeup?
Why?
A lot of people assume it's because of the stage show and the presentation, and I'm sure that's a byproduct. But initially, we all started wearing makeup so that no matter what, in a court of law, she can't absolutely for sure say that she had sex with Gene or Paul.
Wow, is that right?
Ace or Peter Criss.
Huh, interesting.
Right, you know, and wow. She's like, but I think I'm pregnant. Oh, but I want a relationship. You banged me in Paris. It's like, shut up, bitch. I've never met you in my life. There could have been any man in this makeup, you know. We're very famous, and you can do that. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. So you understand?
This is what
a relationship with a woman is all about.
I don't think that's true.
You get enjoyment, and then somehow she doesn't exist anymore.
Well, sometimes it's kind of fun to go in a room by yourself and have a go at, you know, yourself. And then, you know, I don't know. I don't get the wanting to meet them. I have to agree.
Listen,
with
he delivers it in person.
Right.
With some of them.
Uh-huh.
And then wants to sort of be involved with the kid.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
That's what Gene's saying.
No, this is ridiculous.
Right.
This is ridiculous. And the very few.
Wow, we agree.
There's a very few women that allow him to actually get some enjoyment out of this. He's then saying, please, no. Now that you're pregnant with a child that I might have to be responsible for, I want to know you better. He should be pretending that he's died. He should be making up stories
that he's
dead. This is a moron. He's an idiot. We should have put him in a padded room. I hate f***ing guys. You know what? It reminds me of what Bill Cosby always used to say.
Oh, no.
You know what he used to say to me?
No.
Do you have any roofies?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is Wolfie, a.k.a. Mammoth Epiphany, and they are going out with Stone Temple Pilots. This is going to be a hell of a show. They are joining Hailstorm and Blackstone Cherry for a bunch of dates, and it's going to mostly be at the end of the month, but there's no Los Angeles dates as yet. Yeah, but you can definitely count on some STP and WVH, and there's no, I guess, letters for Hailstorm.
No.
Whatever.
Coming up in about an hour, we have your tickets for the LA Kings for Sunday night in a playoff game, playoff game number 4. So that's coming up. Also, just after 4, we're going to talk about a guy who got out of an airplane while it was moving and walked on the wing.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, then live to tell the tale?
And strangely, that's not People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Any chance his name is the Great Waldo Pepper?
I just not know. It is not.
All right.
There is, you know, there's so many conspiracy theories now.
Mm-hmm.
Every single type of conspiracy.
Yeah, and I think it's very suspicious. Someone's behind it all.
Right? So, and a lot of them, let's be honest, are the orange person's followers. So this is an interview with somebody who believes, along with a bunch of other people, QAnon and whatnot, that Joe Biden is dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's passed on, has he?
Yes.
Oh, that's a shame.
They just hire actors to wear a Joe Biden mask.
You know people are sitting around in a room coming up with this stuff and then selling it and watching it take off.
But you think just as a joke?
Yes.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, the ones who believe it, but the ones who get it started are having a laugh.
Maybe.
It's hilarious.
So this is an interview with a guy who believes that Jim Carrey is walking around in a Joe Biden mask, pretending to be Joe Biden.
I love it.
You think Biden is not alive right now?
No, the guy that's doing the stand-up job of trying to wake people up is an actor wearing a mask. I mean, there's several different people playing Joe Biden at this point.
Oh.
And when he fell up the stairs going on the airplane, I myself think that was Jim Carrey.
I mean, listen, that was hilarious.
I think it was Gerald Ford.
That was, he did trip three times going up the stairs to Air Force One. I got to be honest, even as a supporter.
Oh, sure.
Hilarious.
Of course it's hilarious.
That was hilarious.
How could you not laugh at it? I mean, I laugh at you all the time.
Of course.
I'm a supporter.
I'm a perfect person that would fall down three times in a row. Of course.
I've heard that he was one of them.
Wait. You think that Jim Carrey was wearing a mask and was the acting president?
And being silly by falling up the stairs three different times.
Can you imagine you're trying to live a life, and that's the sort of thing you actually believe? That Jim Carrey, the actor, is now pretending to be the president of the United States of America in front of the full press corps.
I don't fully understand that.
I mean, what is your life like?
I don't know.
If you can believe that.
And James Woods also, I think, is one of the doppelganger mask-wearing...
Woo!
People.
He's one of their doppelganger mask-wearing
people.
That's People Are Dumb.
Wow.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. People Are Dumb coming up in a couple of hours, but also our All Request Fest is coming up between 5 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
We do that every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And your word for this hour to win $2,000 coming up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Passenger taken into custody after opening emergency exit and walking on the wing of a plane.
What? Were they in the air? Were they in the
sky? They were not in the air. They had landed and they were taxiing.
Oh, all right.
Now, at first I thought, why would a guy get out and walk on the plane, the wing of the plane, and then jump off and make a run for it?
You got through somehow, but you know the cops are waiting for you there in the terminal, and you're going to try and get out of there.
So I thought, because it was Chicago O'Hare, which is an international airport, I thought, well, maybe he's trying to get around customs?
Okay, all right. I thought maybe he really had to go to the bathroom, and they wouldn't let him, so he's like, I'm out of here, I'm going to go to the terminal.
It doesn't seem to be any of those
things.
I'm not exactly sure why, but he opened the air aircraft door and walked out onto the wing of the plane while it was taxiing.
So he was probably in a X-A-Row seat. He was comfortable with staying there. He didn't mind. Yeah, really paid attention to how to open the door.
And then I checked to see if my international theory was right, and it wasn't, because it was coming from San Diego.
Okay. So it's kind of international.
No.
It's a little different down yonder.
Not really at all. According to the police, a male subject was on board a plane that was approaching the gate when he pulled the emergency exit and walked out onto the wing of the plane. The subject then slid down the wing and onto the airfield.
Wow, that's a good drop.
Yes, that is. That's like 12, 14 feet.
Something like that. I mean, you've seen the movie Airplane, right? When he's getting the credit card and he fell off or whatever.
Of course.
Yeah, checking the oil there.
They took him into custody and charges are pending, and they didn't say why.
Come on. Really? We don't know why?
Or what substance was involved.
Can we call him? We need to call his lawyer and find out.
I don't have his lawyer's number. It might surprise you. However.
What's Ralph doing?
I would like to take calls because for some reason, and I think it's because everybody's wound tightly from the pandemic and financial problems and World War III and everything's going. It just feels like everybody's wound tight. So weird things you've seen on an airplane.
Oh, this could even go way back in time, too.
Yes. We're not just talking about Karens. We don't care about that.
Didn't get my Coca-Cola product.
Don't care.
On time.
But if you saw something that was out of the ordinary on a flight.
Something weird.
We need to talk to you.
Happened.
818-955-KLOS. The weirder, the better.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're going to beat a guy walking on a wing of a plane.
Yeah. What did he do? Don't the doors, what happens to them? So I wonder what he did with the doors, because it's sort of, I think you have to throw them in or something weird.
Oh, I think I don't know how the doors.
So he does that. He steps out.
Yes.
Can you imagine walking and it's moving?
While it's moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then jumps off. It's too bad he didn't get his head cut off by the wing. That would have been funny.
If he was just sucked right into the engine.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. I would finish that problem.
Certainly would not have any police action or anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so weird things you saw on a plane, on a flight.
Anytime,
955-KLOS. We're talking about a flight that landed in Chicago O'Hare, and a guy opened the emergency exit and walked out on the wing of the plane while it was taxiing.
I'm out of here. See you later. See you suckers later.
So the question is, what is something weird you've seen on your flight?
Yeah, I had a flight with Dennis Quaid, and my wife and I were flying to Chicago, and Dennis Quaid kept putting his feet up on the aircraft.
Right.
The wall.
But were his feet covered, or were they...
He had his shoes on.
Okay.
My wife's real OCD. She's like, God, that's disgusting.
It is kind of weird. I mean, that's pretty relaxed to be.
That's way too relaxed.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, but hey, whatever, man. I'm Dennis Quaid. I'll be good.
That's super weird.
Yeah.
And my wife's shot is going to say, do you mind taking your feet off the walls there? Because, you know, it's just germ.
What did he say?
He's like, I'm going to Chicago.
This will all be over by the time we're in Chicago, so don't worry about it.
That's valid. Wow.
Right on. All right, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Someone's calling from a plane now. Yes.
Hey.
Hi. All right, so here's what happened. We were about cruising altitude, all right, and it was raining. There was storming outside.
Mm.
And I look out my window, and I swear to God, I see this little monster tearing through the machinery on the wing.
Damn it. You know, so two calls.
Tearing through the machinery.
I was like, how many before Bill Shatner shows up?
We were betting.
Two calls.
We were gambling.
Two.
Nobody believes me.
We were gambling on this.
But then the camera pulls back and shows that you were telling the truth. Oh, he's gone. That's a damn shame.
We were gambling on how long it would take for somebody to call with that.
Two calls.
Yep.
818-955-KLOS.
You saw something incredibly weird on your flight.
Calm down there. Hey.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We started the hour talking about a guy who opened the emergency exit door on an airplane while it was taxiing and walked out on the wing. Walked out on the wing and then jumped out on the ground.
You know, if you're not going through a barn, that's not very impressive.
If you're not going through a barn.
Oh, okay. Very old barnstorming joke there.
Okay, wow.
Very old.
Ooh. My grandpa thought it was funny.
Wow, it was better in your head. I guarantee.
Not really,
We're going to tell you the word of the hour to win $2,000 in just a second. But first, what are the weird things that you've seen on an airplane?
Hello, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
To I'm back at you.
As well.
Woo!
You saw something weird on your flight?
We were on the tarmac waiting for the plane because we delayed because of rain. Mm-hmm. So it was my mom, myself, and my sister.
Right.
And so the stewardess goes around and she starts passing out peanuts. skipped my sister. So she's like two rows past her. And she's, my sister yells out, hey, I missed some peanuts. And I can still picture her today. She turned around and she Nolan Ryan a pack of peanuts right to my sister's stomach.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Wow. There's your damn peanuts.
Everybody was laughing. Everybody was having such a blast.
That's truly funny.
That is awesome.
That's great.
Incoming peanuts. 818-955-KLOS.
You saw something weird on a flight? Tickets for the LA Kings playoff game Sunday night coming up just before 5.
Sweet.
And then our All Request Fest from 5 to 7. Right now we're talking about weird things you saw on an airplane.
I went on a plane ride and ended up on a roller coaster. I was over in Fiji and going between the two islands.
Right.
It's a maybe 10 to 12 seater. There's four people on the plane. The pilot, co-pilot, me, and a guy who flew me over there, who is just like Cactosaurus Rex, hates flying.
Okay.
So he doesn't have his seatbelt on. He's behind the back row, just huddled down in a ball in the fetal position on the floor.
Ha.
We start hitting turbulence. I turn around and he's bouncing off the side, the ceiling, the floor.
Wow.
Everywhere.
Fantastic.
It's like a pinball machine.
I took a flight to Vegas. It was a private plane, so there were only like six of us. And he lost altitude so quickly that we all floated up to the top.
Wow, cool.
To the ceiling. That's,
people pay to do that.
Yes,
it zero
was
gravity.
Really great. But I wasn't your friend bouncing off the walls and everything else.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that's when he's afraid to fly. And here is like being proved to him that it's a terrifying thing.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the best thing ever. And the pilot said, you know, this is the worst turbulence we've ever had. And I'm just laughing hysterically the whole time.
That's fantastic.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Jason, calling from Zio Studios. How you doing, brothers?
Good, thank you.
A year ago, before COVID came to town, we're out doing a film in Texas. We're on the airplane, about four of us. We're getting ready to get ready for a takeoff, and the guy who does the fueling got stuck on the wing. He couldn't get off. He was banging on the window in front of us.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, wow.
We told the stewardess. Stewardess goes, no, you're lying. Go, look at the window. There he is. He goes, okay, we'll pull off the plane. So I guess what happened was, I guess he forgot to get off the plane, and they took his ladder. I don't know what happened, but we thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. And so, wait, you were taxiing before they were able to get him off the plane?
Yes.
Whoa.
Go.
God, can you imagine you're out there and you're thinking they're going to take off at any second?
That's really great.
Yeah.
I wish we saved the video. But
yeah.
But it was hilarious.
That is awesome.
But anyways, hope you guys enjoy your Friday.
Thank you. You too. KLOS, hello.
Hi. How are you guys?
We are great. Thank you. You saw something weird on a plane?
I sure did. It was in 2004, and I was flying to Orlando, Florida on a humanitarian mission with the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just after the hurricanes, the Hurricane Ivan and Jeannie. And we were flying, and all of a sudden the plane started going up and down, and I look out the window, and we're going through black cotton balls, literally.
What does that mean?
It was like the cumulus clouds after a hurricane.
Oh, I see.
The plane was just going every which way, up and down, sideways. Just
wow, that sounds frightening.
Nothing. We saw nothing but alligators everywhere, just out of their habitat, just thrown everywhere. It was just really...
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that. Hurricanes would pick up alligators and throw them here and there, to and fro.
They were on the freeways. It was just, it was amazing. It was just so scary.
Were you on acid?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
We're going to give away some Kings tickets next, but first we have time for one last call about something weird you saw on a flight.
All right, so I was on a flight from LAX to Orlando, sitting fat and happy in row 6 on the aisle, when a very tall, bald-headed gentleman sat in front of me, his head above the seat, and he had very realistic eyes tattooed on the back of his head.
Oh, wow!
That is really great.
So uncomfortable.
Sure, that's insane. He was pseudo staring at you the whole time?
The whole 5-hour flight.
Wow.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
I couldn't do anything.
That makes me want to shave my head and get tattoos of eyes on the back of my head. That's fantastic.
Wow, you win.
You win. Thank you for calling.
That is definitely the weirdest thing.
Yay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The LA Kings are back in the playoffs. There's a game tonight and there's a game Sunday. We have four tickets to see the LA Kings playoff game against the Edmonton Oilers Sunday at Crypto.com Arena. If you want to buy them, you can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/playoffs. But we're going to play a game right now. KLOS, who's this?
Mario.
Mario, you are a caller 13, my friend.
Yeah.
That means you get to play the game. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the category. People who were on the team in 2014, the last time the Kings won the Stanley Cup, and are still on the Kings today.
Wow, okay, that's quite a category. I like it.
All right.
Now, do you like it, Mario? That's the important question.
How many?
I'm going to give you the number, and then you just tell me the name. That's it.
No, how many do I need to know?
One.
Oh.
And then if you win, you go into the drawing.
All right, so he's going to give you the number.
I'm going to give you the jersey number, and then you have to tell me the player.
Mario, come on.
The jersey number is 23.
So who is 23? Last time they won, and he's still on the team.
Brown?
Brown is correct. Dustin Brown.
Oh, Mario!
Yes. Nicely done.
All right, hold on. Don't go away. We're going to go to line five and see who are you?
It's Paul.
Paul, Mario got his question right. Do you think you can in order to go see the Kings in the playoffs this Sunday?
Absolutely.
All right. It'll help if you're a Kings fan. Paul, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the number of a player who was on the Kings team the last time they won the Stanley Cup in 2014 and is still on the Kings today. And you have to give me the player's name. I'm going to tell you that this is number 11.
Who was number 11?
Kopitar.
Kopitar is correct.
Sweet. Well done, Paul.
Nicely done.
Do not wander off. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
I am Wayne.
Wayne,
I'm going to give you the number of a player that was on the 2014 Stanley Cup winning championship team and is also on the team now. So I'll give you the number. You give me the name. Yes?
Okay.
Number 32.
Kopitar.
Oh, I'm sorry. 32 is Jonathan Quick. Sorry about that.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
My name's Michael.
Michael.
All right, Michael. Yeah. I'm going to give you the number of a player that was on the 2014 Stanley Cup winning championship team and is still on the team today. I'm going to give you the number. You give me the name.
And if you get it right, then we put your name in a giant hopper and chop it all up, and maybe you're the winner.
The number is number 8.
Number 8 is Drew Doughty.
That is correct.
Boom! Right to it.
Well done, Michael.
Michael, hold on a second. Don't wander off. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Ben.
I'm going to give you the number of an LA Kings player who was on the team in 2014, the last time they won the Stanley Cup, and is still on the team. This particular guy is a broadcaster now.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the number 28, and you tell me the name.
Dang it, Kopitar, no.
It's not Kopitar.
Oh, sorry, man. God, you even gave him a little hint.
I did, yes.
You even gave him a little help.
It's your stroll.
All right, so there's one more time. There are three of you on the phone, Mario, Paul, and Michael. What's up, guys?
Hey, good. How's it going?
Good. You guys all made the team. You all got your questions right. So now Kevin is doing his little weird dance, his Mexican hat dance, and he's going to pull out one name, a year three. And who's going on Sunday?
It would be Mario.
Yeah.
Mario, celebrate loudly. Go.
Screw Mario.
Screw Mario.
Yeah. He doesn't sound excited. Woo.
He gets eaten by a freaking dragon.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Now that's a hockey fan.
I would like to send that out to Raimondo, whom I used to buy my weed from. But now, you know, you don't need to. I just go down to the store.
7-Eleven
yes,
or something?
You know, you have to leave the cash in the car, and oh, what a hassle. I don't miss those days at all.
No, I'm sure you don't. It is our old Request Fest, KLOS. Hello.
Hey, can you guys play Waterloo?
By ABBA?
ABBA!
Oh my god, no.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, no, we're going to do what it about, for sure.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime. Happy to help.
Wow. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, then David from Azusa. Can I hear Turn Me Loose by Loverboy? Because that's the way my mom raised me to be for Mother's Day.
I'm sorry?
I'm not sure what that means. You lose?
How did your mom raise you to be that?
I'm a crazy little boy.
Okay, all right. I'm sold. I have no further questions.
Good day, all
right. Right on, man. I'm going to slip into my spandex and we'll play it for you, dude.
I got my headband on.
Thank you.
Right on, dude. Bye.
Ooh. Listen,
that was rough.
If you've ever asked yourself, do they really play requests? The answer to that's yes.
That should prove it.
And both of us hate that song. That song blows. And yet we played it anyway because somebody requested it.
Yeah.
So don't be bad with your requests, people.
What about Careless Whisper? Don't we usually get that every single night?
Yes. 818-955-KLOS. That's the only really bad one that
today
that we could play. It's Cash the Source.
I did actually love it when it was new, but woo, wow, that was rough.
That was rough.
That was rough.
Hello, is All Request Fest on KLOS.
Hi.
Hi, it's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
So, there's two things I want.
All right.
I wanted to request a song. I'm on the 405, and it's the Highway to Hell.
Okay. Which 405 always is.
Yes. Yes. And the next thing I really wanted was some LA Kings tickets.
I'm sorry, we already gave him away for today.
Hold on, though. Check Kevin's body. Check his cavity. Do a cavity search on Kevin.
Maybe I don't need a cavity search.
Yeah, cavity search.
Nope.
I'm sure there's some in there.
What's your name?
Marina.
Go for it, Marina. Check out. Check it out.
Get in front of me, please.
Tanya from Santa Monica asked, hey, what happened to Death by Rock and Roll from the Pretty Reckless? I haven't heard that in a long time, and it would really get my weekend started if you could throw it on. So there you go.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It is our Request Fest. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you. It's our All Request Fest.
Yes, it's Friday.
Woo! It is Friday.
All right, so my name is Jack, and I'm calling from Valley Village, and I like to request Amazing by Aerosmith.
You got a deal, dude.
All right, thank you very much.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest on 95.5 KLOS.
Hello!
Hey, how you doing?
Good, it's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, how about some Nazareth?
Done deal.
Good deal, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, happy Friday.
To you as well. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear some Rob Zombie.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Tender love song for your Friday commute.
How about that? Guns N' Roses used to love her for Carrie in Garden Grove.
And I want to know all the details behind that. Who was she? And we've got about a half an hour left of our All Request Fest, so something you got to hear to get your weekend started. You know what to do.
Oh, my God. This is Emily. I can't believe this. Thank you so much for picking up. I love you guys. Oh my God, I can't believe this. This is a dream come true. You guys should really play more Kiss on your radio station. Oh my God. Oh my God, I can't believe. Wait, am I caller 13?
It is the ARF, the All Request Fest. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you doing, my fellow aliens?
We are doing well. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
I want to hear some Mariah Heap, Stealing.
Nice, all right. Who are you?
My name is Rick.
What are your weekend plans?
Work.
Boom!
Party. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A guy from L.A. is a sperm donor that prefers to do it in person because it's more personal that way.
Let me make sure that this is fresh for you.
He has 55 kids.
Woo!
A guy on a flight from San Diego to Chicago after the plane landed opened the emergency exit and walked out onto the wing. So we had the topic of weird things you saw on a plane, and a woman called to say an extremely tall guy sat in front of her and had two eyes tattooed on the back of his head.
He was bald, and he was staring at her for a five-hour flight.
And we gave away tickets to the LA Kings playoff game Sunday night, and hopefully we'll have more tickets next week.
All right, we're out of here for the weekend. I'm off to pet the wonderful Kitty, the Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. I'll see you Monday.
And as Ally McKay might say these days...
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Very amiable today.
It is very funny, however, that the word is Aussie.
No offense, Gene. He's not going to call back now.
Cashosaurus Rex is here. The word for this hour is Aussie. Text that word to 68683. That's Aussie to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. And we'll be right back with Gene Simmons-ish.
Fun?
Cashosaurus Rex does not fly.
he's afraid of, you know, it's not because he won't fit in the plane. They could jam him in. He's afraid to fly.
That's true.
I don't know if you knew that.
He's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the word for you to win $2,000 today.
Okay.
Carnivore.
What is it?
Carnivore.
Mmm, sounds fun.
Carnivore. Text that word to 68683. That is carnivore to 68683, and you could win $2,000 today.
Spell it for the kids. I don't know how to spell that.
C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-E.
Wow.
Okay. You didn't think I could do it, did you?
No, I was hoping.
That's you.
I was hoping for a train wreck. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour and standard data.
I see.
Yeah.
I get it.
Standard data messaging rates apply.
Oh. It is time to win $2,000 today. The word to text is Metallica.
Metallica.
Text Metallica to 68683.
It's a good thing you keep track of this. I'm so lost. I don't know what the word was.
That is Metallica to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. Not you.
You know what to do with Cassiosaurus Rex as well.
And how, baby. Yeah.
You text a word. This hour's word is giant. G-I-A-N-T, giant. Text that to 68683. That is giant to 68683, and you might win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after the hour until 10 o'clock tonight and every weekday. And on a personal note, I don't want Cassiosaurus Rex to be terribly scared or upset about what NASA has been saying is coming our way. I don't think there's any merit to it. If you haven't heard about the story...
Why would you...
Well, don't worry.
Why would you say those words
out
loud?
Because I want him to be calm. He's a very nice dinosaur.
Why would you put that out there?
The slightly out of tune guitar in the following song on 95.5 KLOS is brought to you by the Unreal Practice Girlfriend Oven Mitt. Available in red, blue, and green with Envy.
Keith Richards woke up very tired on This Morning in Rock in 1965 after not being able to sleep at a hotel in Florida because he had a riff running through his head. Got up in the middle of the night, rolled tape, and found in the morning that he had recorded the riff for I Can't Get No Satisfaction. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame held their very first induction ceremonies actually in Cleveland on this day in rock in 1997. Been happening in New York before. Bee Gees, Young Rascals, Joni Mitchell, Buffalo Springfield, Crosby, Stills, and Nash were amongst the inductees that year in 1997. Cuba heard their first ever American rock band on this day in rock in 2005 when Audioslave showed up to play a free outdoor concert in Havana.